So there might be a range of things out there, but they don't always eat the full range of things. And to meet the nutrient requirements of an animal, they have to eat a mix. They have to mix and match. No one plant will ever do it for them. So it's not so much about a change for change's sake, but it's combining what they eat in a way that meets their requirements. So it's really about getting higher levels of performance through better diet construction, if you like, so that they're getting closer to meeting their requirements in a way that is beneficial for the landscape as well.
Talking about these kind of dietary changes, are these things that the livestock will make themselves, or are these things that we can influence?
So both of those things are true, that animals will figure stuff out. They'll sample different things. If it's good for them, they'll eat more. If it's not, they'll eat less. But it doesn't mean they get it right all of the time and perhaps quick enough for our liking. There's things we can do to make them increase their intake, just bit by bit. And then it becomes part of their dietary culture, if you like.
What are those things that we can do?
The stress level is a big player in that, that if an animal's stressed for whatever reason, it's going to be locking back into what it knows and it won't be adventurous, say. So that's a big part on getting stress levels down in animals so that they're willing to explore. The other is being well nourished. You often think that animals will explore things when they run out of options, they'll start eating weird stuff. But really, what we've got to do is have them well nourished and in a state metabolically so that their body can handle something new. So for them to just be sampling plants all the time and building up information. So it's really about providing experiences in an animal that's not highly stressed is the simple answer, and then it gets more complicated, of course, when you try and play that out in big landscapes.
When the cattle head down to these southern feedlots, what impact does it have on them?
The journey itself is an event that, you know, getting on a truck and off a truck is an event that will impact on their capacity to respond to other things. And then there's a nutritional challenge as well. So the form of the feed changes, the stress of moving from one place to another, and that doesn't, and I use the word stress, and stress is a normal part of living, you know, to some extent. It's the word we use to describe how something responds to a change. You have to respond to change. But high levels of stress will interact with and impair other decision-making, if you like. So when it comes to nutritional choices or exploration of a new paddock, you really see a behavioural response that isn't quite as it is. So they need that time to de-stress, and there's some really neat work that now is showing that we as managers of animals can lower stress levels by participating in that adaptation and not just waiting for them to do it on their own accord. We can really reduce that time and put them into a different frame of mind, if you like, to be making better decisions about where to go and what to eat.
How does it affect their weight, for example?
When they're in that process of responding to that change, then performance is lower than it could be. And as you track them over a series of weeks, you see the performance increase correspondingly. You know, but they get to their new higher level pretty quickly in most cases under good management. So if they've been well managed at the departure point, moved under good management and received in good management, and they're really important steps, all of those steps of the chain. You can do something really well at departure and really poorly at receival, and a lot of good work's undone. So it's connecting the management all the way through. And if you do that well, then their response to reaching their potential, if you like, can be, you know, pretty quick. It's within, you know, 2-3 weeks they can be up there at a level that we're happy with.
And just finally, what sort of improvement can there be in the cattle with better management and, I suppose, better instruction by their peers?
It can be quite subtle at a moment in time, but quite profound in the longer term. You know, if you get a young heifer that's just doing a little bit better all along, then her chances of coming into calf are that much better. And then the economics really play out because you've got a productive animal instead of an unproductive one.